This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And I think we've mentioned this before in the podcast. I'm just going to bring it up, Sewing on Steroids. I don't think it was the title of an episode, or maybe it was. I'll have to go look. But we told the story of a customer
right.
who had to be on steroids, and then she came to club.
Had all these quilts done.
And she's like, I made 15 pair of pajama pants. And blah, 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 blah. And I recently have a really bad case of poison ivy, and I am on steroids. And right now, as we are recording.
And I'm sitting next to her.
And I'm just...
Aren't I lucky?
I said my teeth are vibrating. We're not supposed to talk over each other. We're getting feedback, Mom. We're not supposed to talk over each other. So just that it could be my fault this time because of the steroids. Okay. I make you laugh. Actually, and a big apology.
You choked me.
I choked you. I didn't literally choke her. See, they think I'm like strangling you.
Yes,
or
she did. It's on tape.
Apologies.
Tried to kill her. It's matricide.
Apologies to Jill. Jill ordered some fabric, and it got pushed down the list. Somehow I missed her order. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'll get your order out. And then the poison ivy broke out on the palms of my hands and my feet. I could like barely walk or fold anything or cut fabric. So sorry, Jill. Thanks for your understanding. It's in the mail. Okay, so today we're just going to do a little update on what we've been sewing. And ZD, why don't you start us off? What you been
Let's
sewing?
Let's see. What have I been sewing?
We mentioned last time a little bit about embroidery.
Yes. Yeah. And that was, you know, I needed a gift.
Yep.
So what happened is the person got a pet. So I get the human... The pet's human, you know, got a pet present for her human birthday. So it was actually a pre-made bag.
Oh, okay. It was the human's birthday.
Right.
And you got her something.
But she just got a new puppy. So it was like a combo
sure.
gift.
Understood.
It was like a new puppy. You know, she got, so like supposedly she got the dog for her birthday.
I see.
Okay.
I see.
You get that.
Yes.
So anyway, I was like, oh, so I went and I bought like, my dog has a travel bag.
Yeah, this
she
is
travels
cute.
With
this is
okay.
Cute.
So my dog travels with me, and so like there's like her extra long leash in there, and an extra collar, and poop bags, and treats, and a collapsible bowl, and usually like a toy or two, and a rawhide. I keep toenail clippers in there, sometimes butt wipes or hand wipes or whatever wipes, whatever.
Some
you want
kind
to call
of.
Them.
Yes. Wet.
Something
wet
to wipe,
wipe
off the grossness or
I will
whatever
tell you
that
what,
could happen.
This is my biggest, like the thing I'm just most happy about after becoming a parent is the realization that like carrying around some kind of wet wipe, like just do it. Just
yeah.
Like after I started doing that when I had the kids and I had the wipes for
right.
the, you know, changing diapers, I'm like, these things are magical. I mean,
yeah, they do all kinds of stuff.
Use them all over the place.
You can
know?
Clean your car with them while you're waiting
yes,
for somebody to
yes.
come out.
So
it's
if
like,
you
yeah.
if you don't have a kid, if you treat yourself to some wipes is
right.
what I'm saying. Yeah,
right. and like baby wipes are fairly universal. You can pretty much use them on anything, and they're not going to hurt stuff.
Right. They're
That's
not.
That's the best thing about baby wipes. Like if
very
you get
gentle.
Right, if you get other kinds of cleaning wipes. They can, like, sometimes discolor things.
Yeah, like when you tried to wipe me off with a Clorox wipe, my black leggings. Remember
but
when that?
But wasn't that a person wipe? That was
no,
a, oh.
it was a car wipe.
Oh, okay, never mind. Anyway,
I'm just saying that if I would have been,
but the car people gave it for the car.
So I
assume they knew it wasn't going to discolor anything.
Yeah, but if I would have like wiped off your black pants with like a wipe that said Clorox on it, I think I would have gotten.
Okay.
Some questions.
So
I think I would have gotten some questions.
I'm going to tell another story about a car, though, in a minute. So anyway.
Yeah, a sewing story about a car, though, right?
No? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
So anyway, I had a bag that I had been using, you know, for a Tova bag. And this was a bag, like a promotional bag that I got from somebody else. Like, yeah. I bought something, you know, and they gave me this bag. It was kind of, you know, a nice little bag with a zipper and handles and stuff like that. So then when I wanted a gift for Ozzy slash Tina or Tina slash Ozzy, however you want to put this,
yeah.
I was like, Mallory, don't we have some bags like that were already made up or something?
And I said, yes, Mom, there's like 40,000 bags up here.
But
that
we didn't know where they were.
Received.
Right.
Comment on this episode.
Yeah.
Let us know how many promotional bags are in your home.
Well,
we've gotten two out of here.
And every time we go to like Baby Lock Tech or something, we get, you know, two huge bags of some sort or whatever. Except I wanted, you know, a specific size bag.
Sure, sure.
But I think I was actually looking for something else and I was like, wah, here it is.
Yes.
You know, I found a bag. So it was kind of a cute bag. And I was like, oh, this will be Ozzy's bag. So all I had to do was embroider his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And of course, it was a unique gift.
And then you just popped all your goodies in there.
And then I just popped all the, you know, I bought her, I think I bought him a toy. I bought him some little tea. This is really funny because he's a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to buy these little things. They're like very cute, like little things. And I bought him a little poop bag holder with some poop bags, you know. Oh, and a little collapsible bowl.
Okay, and I'll share something that I embroidered, and then we'll take a quick break and come back and talk about our other two things that we've been doing. So Jerome is in preschool. This is a very exciting time for those of you following along. Last year.
Especially because, yes.
Yeah, this is why it's exciting.
Everybody missed.
I missed school so much. I kept my two kids at home. Sometimes we had a combination of some of Hillary's kids,
right.
And nobody really like went to school in person, and so right now,
and last year was supposed to be Zelda's first year of
kindergarten.
It was supposed to be Jerome's first year of preschool.
That's
so
right.
They missed their first years.
Yeah, and I mean we feel glad that we got to keep them home before there were vaccines and everything. But I'm so excited they're in school.
They're excited they're
they
in school.
Are
they
so
are
so excited
just
they're
thrilled.
In school.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Jerome has to have a backpack, and I found, speaking of finding bags,
found another bag in our studio.
There's a backpack up here that has like sharks all over it, and I was like, oh, this was supposed to be like somebody picked up this bag, and I was like, this could be for Elliot.
I think it was Elliot.
Like, second grade, like before Jerome was born.
Elliot,
you know?
Is now 11.
Yeah,
12.
So we
11
been...
12.
12. Oh, no.
He's 12. Yes. He turned 12. No.
Okay.
Yes. He's 12.
Thanks, Mom.
He's 12.
Okay. So anyway, that we had this bag, and I was like, oh, Jerome needs a little backpack. So I found the stabilizer that Mom had used, hooped up stabilizer for these two dog bags, and I patched it up a third time, like we've discussed in the past, and I embroidered Jerome's name on the backpack. And actually, I think it's a little crooked. Because the backpack is sewn a little crooked.
I was going to say, the backpack. So you do have to be careful about that sometimes.
You got to decide because...
You've got to, like, measure both sides
or
see if both sides match of something, even a shirt sometimes. Because, and then you have to decide how you're going to put it on there. Are you going to make up for the, you know...
Yes. So like you said, you need to measure and you need to see what else on this backpack is supposed to have been sewn straight. Like... The part that I embroidered was a zippered pocket on the outside, and it had a curved, like the shape of the pocket is an arc, right?
Flap.
So I did want to share this. I unzipped the flap, And then I folded the rest of the backpack back, and you had binder clips up here. Yeah. Were you using those for a similar purpose?
No, I have, but I wasn't. But you That's weren't not for why that. They were here this time.
It was like a big, huge binder clip. And right. so I kind of just like clipped the whole backpack together to leave that flap free. And I did measure. I marked the center and all this stuff, and I embroidered it. And there was sort of a border underneath that, you know, in theory, Jerome should have been, like, parallel to.
Right.
You know, but, like, when I look at it, I'm like, something's not quite right. I
did not notice it that much. And it's Jerome not, is usually moving when he has it on.
It's not going to be a big deal at all. I'm not too worried about it. And so, anyway, I did.
Well, and disclaimer here for all of you that go, oh, you're not supposed to put somebody's name on their backpack because they can be, you know. A stranger can come up and say, hey, Jerome. Well, Jerome is always with an adult when he has this backpack on.
Also, actually.
And like no strangers see him.
Also, he doesn't even get to. I was disappointed, actually.
Yeah, he isn't get wearing this. It that much.
Get this. We don't even
he
get to use
twice.
The backpack a lot. So really what he uses it for is to keep his little. They're supposed to have like a pillow or a. Quote,
like a security thing. Yes.
Yeah, for rest time. And fun fact, Jerome hasn't napped for like 2 years. So now I'm sending him to preschool where he's supposed to nap. And anyway, he does is leave this backpack at school all week long with the lovey in it and then grab it and take it to his mat. And I was like, oh, well, I guess it's okay if it's crooked because no one's ever going to see it. So, yeah. Anyway, that was a nice, quick instant gratification project for me. I did use like the basting stitch feature.
To hold it down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the other thing, we've got the Destiny, and it was neat. I'll post a picture. I did the big J with the little E-R-O-M-E on there. So,
because Jerome is a pretty big long name.
Yeah, it
backpack.
Is. It is. So those are a couple things we've been sewing. We're going to take a break and come back, and I think, Zee, you're going to talk about this car thing. And then
I'm
going to talk about some plans that – there's a, you know, we're just going to know by next week if it works out or not. So, okay. Hey, ZD, wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
And we're back. All right, ZD. What you sewing over there?
Well, I'm doing a little car sewing, but since we brought up car, Mallory, a deer destroyed Mallory's car.
It's been a very dramatic few weeks
it
for
has.
Us.
So anyway, they have a totaled car, and they have a rental car. Mm-hmm. And I went to pick up Jerome yesterday, and so, you know, instead of switching out the car seat, blah, 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 if anybody knows the horror of that, they understand why I changed cars instead of car seats. So Mallory's teaching me how to drive this car. My car is 10 years old, right? And it doesn't have a key. You just press a button. And
now, my other 10-year-old car also had the button.
Okay.
The one that
okay,
the deer
but
killed.
But it's an electric car. You know, it's like a crossover, whatever they call them. Not a crossover. What is that what they call them?
The rental car is not a hybrid.
Oh, it's not?
No. Oh.
Is it just a regular gas car?
It's just a car. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's just
anyway,
a car.
It's just newer.
It's a Cadillac. My kids, they argue about who gets to ride in the Cadillac.
Yeah.
It's going away in a couple days.
You know, the four-year-old's like, we have a Cadillac.
We have a Cadillac.
So I'm I'm in the Cadillac, and I'm thinking I'm doing pretty good, right? Because I haven't, you know, and I've been in it for maybe a minute and a half, and there is this man jogging along the road, and he sort of does like a drunk move, like a zigzag jog. And the car, my seat vibrates, and these big red bars go across the dashboard and light up. And I'm like, oh, my God, I broke the car.
Yeah, it's got these sensors on it. It's pretty cool.
So you can't do anything wrong in it, or it knows.
Also, the backup.
I'm surprised it didn't, like, beep every when I picked up the, like, the, you know, my cup out of the cup holder or something.
Yeah, it's got, like, a backup camera, and the camera's, like, nicer than
Oh, it's really nice. It marks off, like, how you can figure out how far away you want to be.
It's really nice.
Yeah, well, then I got in my 10-year-old car last night. And what's really ironic about all of this is Mallory has made me, like, want to challenge myself in keeping this car for 20 years. Okay?
Because our other car's going to be 20.
Right. So I've had this car for 10, or it's 10 years old. I think I've only had it 9. But anyway, 9 and a half, I guess. So dogs are in my car a lot.
Yes.
Okay, all kinds of dogs. Mallory's dog, my dog, my dog with Mallory's dog. My, you know, I had 3 Great Danes at one time in this car. And I, you know, I did sew something. So how the second seat folds down and folds back, it has carpeting on the back of
the
seat.
We talked about that. Yeah.
And I think I told everybody about this. So the dog hair would, like, get in that carpeting, and I had to pick it out, like, single, you know, strand of hair out. It just, there was no way to get it out. You could vacuum, you could brush, you know, it just wanted to stay in the carpet. So what I did is I actually, you know, cut the shape out of the back seats and all their different, you know, nooks and crannies and splits and all this. And I used actually a corduroy, and then I put the hook of Velcro around the edges of it, and it sticks right on the back.
Yeah, you just pop it right on there.
On that seat. And all I have to do is pop it off and wash it, and it's clean. It doesn't smell anymore, you know, whatever. Dog slobber comes off, whatever. And, of course, the carpet looks brand new underneath. And then I did cut a new rubber mat to go over the back where it is. So that's protected. Well, I also use, when I had the 3 big, huge dogs, I would put 2 in what we call the way back. And that's where, you know, that was that I just talked about.
Right.
And then on the seat in front of that, I had found this product, you know, more than 10 years ago, because I actually had it in my other car that was the same car, the same type of car, exactly the same, like, make and model,
right,
just a different year. And I had found this thing. Now they're, like, plentiful, but it was a car seat cover. And I was like, well, I can make one of those. And then I looked at how much it was. You know, it was like $15 or something. And I thought, no, I can buy one, too. So I bought it. I have since bought one for our new truck that is so freaking fancy compared to the one I have. I can't believe it. Like, it has sides on it and a screen, and you can, it's just like, you know, and it has a dog leash that you can, it's
is it
like
the Cadillac of,
it must be the Mercedes or the Lamborghini of, and it was not, you know, it was only like $30 because I was like, I don't even think time and space and whatever I would want to even make this with all these, you know, things that it does, zippers and everything. So I have this plain one that is now wearing out, right? And I don't know why I think I have to do this, but I'm sort of upgrading it. Right? And I measured it, and it's 54 by 54.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, a lot of home deck is 54 inches, right?
I mean, that's probably how, you know, wide the fabric was, right?
Well,
that's
how wide
woven.
My seat is.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, that's true, too. All that.
Right. It's how wide seats are, apparently, or SUV seats, whatever. Uh-huh. So, and I do believe when I bought the new one for the truck, there was a large and a small.
I see.
So, you know, the large, I believe, is the 54. So you can buy a smaller one for, like, a small Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Yeah. So anyway, I was measured it. I go, oh, well, that's what home deck is. So I went to our row of home decking, right?
Yeah, and this stuff needs to be used. You can slap that on there.
It's about 10 years old. It was used, that fabric.
It's older than that.
Well, it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be 20 years old.
Yeah, Right. I just gave mom a look like,
yeah, you might be right. It might be like 25 years old.
I feel like I have memories of that fabric.
So anyway, it was used to cover some cushions on some chairs, and there was some left over, and I get it out, and it's like
the perfect
exactly
size.
A 54 inch square with one little hunk down, you know, that I can cut off. And so what I'm going
to do. What are you going to do?
Is the original piece is actually supposed to be waterproof, water resilient, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting a little crinkly and a little weak. And I'm afraid something bad is going to happen to it or something negative anyway. So I am just laying this over the top, mm-hmm. basically, and sort of appliquing it down, I guess you would say. And then it does have two slits in it where the seatbelts come through that are Velcroed.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do there is make like a bound buttonhole.
Big old buttonhole,
A big old bound buttonhole, right? So the other thing it has is it has a zipper so you can split the seat, like you can take half of it up if you want.
Uh-huh.
And I will basically just face that around the zipper, fold that back, and stitch it down. But, you know, the home decks, it's comfy. And I did wash this. I serged the on the weft.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm leaving the selvage edges.
Yeah, you're just
I just leave it
right,
and I'm
going to
like
width.
Zigzag right through them and zigzag it down. And because it's kind of decorative looking, actually. So I will have a new cover.
You'll preserve and I will
have
a bit longer.
And I will have used the 25-year-old fabric that Mallory thinks needs to come out of the studio.
It's rather, like, when it's all full. Is that all of it?
No, there's one little rectangle left.
Oh, okay, okay. Because
why
kind
would you
of,
like me to make
something? No, I don't want anything.
I can make a dog bag out of it.
So that's ZD's best laid plan for her dog thing. And we'll talk real quick about something I'm going to try and make real fast this weekend. So we have a black tie wedding to attend, which was postponed a couple times due to COVID. And, I mean, I think black tie, or it might even say black tie optional. Like,
black tie used to mean, to me, that men wore, you know, either black or white jackets, right? Like a what we would call a dinner coat or a tuxedo, right? And the woman wore black or white or a combination of black and white. So everyone was in black and white.
Oh, okay. Well, Derek's actually in this wedding, so I'm not in the wedding. And he was told to, like, wear, quote, a tux. Written him a tux. Cool. And I would wear, people who may have seen pictures of this dress before, and we talked about it on the podcast, I have a sheer embroidered tulle, full-length, long sleeve shirt dress that could be black tie. And I've worn different things under it. I've worn it, you know, with like a bra and leggings. I've worn it with a slip under it. And it's, you know, kind of fancy like that. But I found recently over the past year, if any of you are familiar, if you've watched, I mean, I feel like where I see these fabrics used a lot are on like drag competition shows or on dance competition shows.
You mean the embroidered one?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not the
You mean
embroidered.
The one you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it on our podcast right now. It's this stretch mesh with like embroidery or sequins or something on it that sort of, you know, you think, oh my gosh, that was made to look like the shape of this person's body. You know, it looks almost custom. Right. And you can actually, I've looked for that stuff before in years past, and now it's actually pretty easy to find.
Right. It used to be really difficult.
Yeah. It's really actually pretty easy to find on like Etsy and Amazon. Now, I didn't get the bright idea to do this until a little closer to the date. So I had
like
limited,
when you're on steroids.
Yeah, like when I'm on steroids. So I needed to order something that was going to come fast, and this stuff came fast. I ordered it like on a Saturday. It came on a Monday. And it is a black stretch mesh, so it's see-through, with this pattern on it that sort of, you know, it looks like a dress. Like, it looks like a wrought iron kind of, you know, silhouette or something like that. So the plan, and I had to wait until my shapewear came in. So the fabric came in, and the shapewear's here now. So now I have to put on the shapewear and measure myself, et cetera, et cetera. So this dress, I think, can be pretty simple because the fabric's just going to sort of, like, speak for itself. And we've been kind of draping it on me to see what it'll look like. But I'm pretty sure I'm just going to be making, like, a T-shirt dress with maybe some Godets in it. And I'm going to make it long-sleeved because the wedding is in Montana. It's in Glacier National Park, and it can be cold. And also, I don't know what my poison ivy is going to look like. I was thinking about that.
Well, you can take the black velvet coat with you, too.
Okay. Actually, probably not. Oh, my God, I'm not excited about flying to this place and all of that. I mean, I don't like to fly. Who really likes to fly anymore? And now we're flying.
Flying is
during
so much
COVID.
Fun.
Yeah. So anyway, this dress is going to, I'm going to draft just like a T-shirt pattern. And, you know, I don't think I'm going to need any darts or anything around the bust because the mesh is so flexible. And I don't have a super, like, a lot of projection in the bust either. Maybe for somebody like you, you'd need,
I don't know. It's really stretchy.
It's a stretchy,
and, you know,
nice.
I might want to do, like, a boob bump maybe.
Yeah,
or
maybe
something.
A boob bump. Mm-hmm.
But if not, no one's familiar with the boob bump, it's where you put sort of a little bump in the front, usually just the front piece. You're giving yourself some more ease, and then you ease that into the seam line.
Yeah, so that's on the Rhapsody. It's a form of, like, kind of a full bust adjustment.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that mesh is flexible enough that it's going to kind of, like, you know, do its own thing. And that really makes a difference. Like, the type of fabric that you're using can inform, you know, the design choices
you
or the construction.
Let it speak to you.
And you know, it can speak to you, but then you can also be like,
especially if you're on steroids.
Exactly. Everything's speaking to me. All right. Now, you know, it's just if the fabric wasn't as flexible, I would have to incorporate, you know, more seams. But I really want to preserve the design that's on this fabric. So anyway, I have to. When are we leaving? Like Thursday or something.
It's like less than a week from now.
Yeah, but I just got the shipping notification. I think I spent more on the shapewear than I did on the fabric. The fabric is, so it was $25 a yard, and I think I got, like, way too much fabric, but that's fine. And I am 5'4"-ish, and it's like the design of the fabric is the perfect height
for
me.
It's like neck to floor for her.
Yeah, like neck to, like, top of my foot. I'm going to wear, you know, heels with it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. If there's any shorter, you know, might have to, like, move things up a little bit. But I'll post a picture of the fabric that I'm talking about so you can see it. But this, the other options I was looking at, and I texted the bride, like, the only other fabric that would have come as fast was, like, a champagne. And I was like, ooh, I don't want to get it and have it look lighter than the picture and then be, like, making myself a wedding dress. You know?
I think anytime you get into, there's certain colors.
Yeah.
And, like, on you and I know, like, beiges and yellows and champagnes, we can look not good.
Well,
like,
that's not what I'm talking about. Oh. I didn't want to make a white dress to wear to a wedding.
Oh, to her wedding.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is we can get real washed out, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look good with our skin. Like,
yeah, I texted.
Like, I can look like I'm naked in a beige dress.
Yeah. So yeah. I texted the bride, and I was like, what do you know, the champagne fabric? And she's like, oh, no, I don't think that's too white. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to buy the black.
And then she asked me, and I said, black.
I wanted to get, yeah. So you got to be careful. Depending on, like, what you're going for. Because when you start to search for this stuff on Etsy and you search, like, stretch mesh sequin stretch mesh or something, if you are not trying to look like you're, like, a figure skater, you need to stay away from some of the stuff that looks a little more figure skatery, you know. And I was like, well, I mean, there's a time and a place for that. But I wanted it to look a little more, I don't know if subtle
evening
is
gown.
The right. Yeah, I wanted to look like an evening gown instead of, like, I was, you know, going on Dancing with the Stars or something
right.
like that, which is, like, something We do have the ballroom stuff. We have those too. It's just not what we're doing
right
now. In
fact, you could have just worn your ballroom dress.
Well, if it would have fit, yeah. So that would actually, the bride said something that she said, "Oh, I thought about like just letting everybody wear their wedding dress, you know, and so they could wear them again." I was like, "Well, mine doesn't fit, so it's fine."
that might be true for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, and also my wedding dress, I've thought about wearing it before to other things because it's not like a traditional, you know, wedding dress. It is lighter in color, but yeah, not happening right now.
Well, now that was a tradition at one time that you were expected. Now I'm talking at one time, I'm talking like the 1800s, okay. Right? So, you know, you had this dress specially made to get married in, and it was not white.
Well, right. And it wasn't.
Right? It was not white, but it was a very elegant dress and you got married in it and you were expected to be seen in it again for the next year or two in public because it was, you know, this wonderful dress.
Well, yeah. And things were a little different back then. They weren't the specialized.
Right. Well, you did. Right.
Gown.
And you didn't get all these dresses made so easily. And,
right.
You know, not everyone had a sewing machine.
Yep.
Or
yep.
Electricity. Those things.
What time period are we talking about, Mom?
Those
okay.
Those things.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We'll keep you updated on our plans here. But this is a little update on what we've been sewing. And if you want to share with us what you've been sewing, you can go to the Self-Sewn Wardrobe Group. ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.